This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. The Trump administration is poised to announce Friday its withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty with Russia. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The INF treaty has been in place since 1987, but there have been disputes about Russian compliance for years. Just yesterday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in Geneva,
Russia has deployed a new type of missile in violation of the treaty.
The INF treaty, which focused on ground-launched cruise missiles with a range between 310 miles and 3,100 miles, was the first arms control measure to ban an entire class of weapons. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Donald Trump confidant Roger Stone is due back in court Friday in the special counsel's Russia investigation, just 3 days after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges of witness tampering, obstruction, and false statements. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports prosecutors say they've recovered volumes of material in the case against him.
In a court filing, prosecutors with special counsel Robert Mueller's office say the FBI seized physical devices from Roger Stone's home, apartment, and office. The filing notes multiple hard drives containing several terabytes of information, including bank and financial records, and the contents of numerous phones and computers.
Stone has been outspoken since his indictment, asserting his innocence and criticizing Mueller's team for having him arrested before dawn. American and Chinese negotiators wrapped up 2 days of talks Thursday without a deal, but with an upbeat outlook. Mr. Trump said China has agreed to buy more American soybeans, but he expects to meet President Xi Jinping about other contentious issues. North Korea envoy Stephen Biegun acknowledged Thursday the U.S. has made only limited progress on nuclear talks. This comes weeks ahead of an anticipated second summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump said Thursday the date and location for that summit will be announced early next week. This is VOA News. The United States strongly rejects offers from Mexico, Uruguay, and the Vatican to mediate a dialogue between embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and the head of the country's opposition-controlled Congress, Juan Guaido. A senior U.S. administration official explicitly mentioned the three in a briefing on Thursday and added they reject any talks of any type of efforts that would allow Maduro to maintain himself in power. Another Democrat is looking to challenge President Trump in the next year's U.S. presidential election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cory Booker had been telegraphing a primary run for months with visits to Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. The New Jersey senator has made his presidential bid official in a video calling for uniting a deeply divided nation.
Together, we will channel our common pain back into our common purpose.
Booker is the second black candidate in an already crowded primary field that could get even bigger. Several of his rivals have more name recognition, and former Vice President Joe Biden may also join the race. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has declared there will be no wall money in any compromise border security deal, as she and President Trump signaled that congressional negotiators may never satisfy his demands for his border wall proposal. A bipartisan panel is negotiating to keep the government from another partial shutdown when current funding expires on February 15th. It's Super Bowl weekend, and the NFL and law enforcement say people playing in and going to the big game in Atlanta will be well protected. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields says the goal
is to keep the folks safe. It's very simple.
And the head of security with the NFL, Kathy Lanier, says safety is the number one priority.
We have no credible or specific threats that have been brought to our attention pertaining to Super Bowl.
And Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says what's going on in Washington will not have an impact in Atlanta.
I want to make clear that despite last month's lapse in funding, DHS employees are and have been committed to keeping our nation and Super Bowl 53 secure.
Security includes a no-fly zone for manned and unmanned aircraft around Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm Ed Donahue.
The second deadliest Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo marks 6 months on Friday and is moving towards the major border city of Goma, which would complicate hope of stopping the spread in the unstable region. Health workers face the threat of attack from rebel groups and resistance from frightened communities. A highly mobile population produced 2 scares in the past week alone. And this outbreak has seen a number of advances, though, including the widespread use of an experimental vaccine and experimental treatments. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.